guy.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, wouldn't you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. To a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
Oh, good morning, Rochester and abroad. You're listening to Our Voice Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Kenny John. If you're just now tuning in, we just heard our man Patah, Shabaka Moasur, The Moment of Truth. Always spitting the truth, spitting some good knowledge that we all need. This morning, we have a wonderful guy that I know personally, the vice president of RABJ, that's Rochester Association of Black Journalists, is here this morning to speak on the beautiful things that's going on and the importance of having diversity in the media. Again, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WAOLP Rochester 104.3 FM. We'll be right back.
Set
Rochester, we're back this morning again. We have Christopher Brooks, the Vice President of Social Media of Rochester Association of Black Journalists. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Thanks, Skinny. Thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. I know it's something that we speak on a lot between the organization, you and I, on the importance of having diversity in the media. Explain a little bit to the community why is that so important.
Well, what it really boils down to, Kenny, is making sure that the way the news is depicted in your community rings true to what's happening in your everyday life. And when you have a newsroom where it's very homogenous, but you have a community that's very diverse, the reports don't ring true to your consumers. So ideally, and we haven't found a newsroom across the country yet that's made it perfectly, but ideally, what you'd want to do is have a newsroom that is racially made up of the same type of people that are in the community it's covering. So that once reports come out in the Black community, in the Asian community, the Hispanic community, even the gay and lesbian community, you have a certain higher level of confidence that that story was reported with the right amount of sensitivity, the right amount of prestige, and the right amount of carefulness in getting the facts straight.
All right.
There's a little nuance that goes to covering different communities where you serve, and if you have a newsroom where the viewpoint is just one-sided, you lose sight of that. So what this industry has been trying to do is promote having journalists of color in newsrooms all across the country at all different levels of the decision-making process, from reporter all the way up to news directors, executive producers, executive editors, things like that. And it's just not where it needs to be at this point. But it's very important because as this country starts to get more and more diverse, the newsrooms need to reflect that as well.
Give a little bit about your about your background.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a classically trained journalist. Right. Grew up in Detroit, one of the more majority Black inner city in Detroit, and went to school for journalism. Actually started in high school in like 10th grade. I was one of those lucky people that sort of knew what I wanted to do really, really young. Mm-hmm. And once I got to college, I realized how lucky I was for that, because a lot of people go into undergrad and just sort of wing it until they figure it out. But I was really sort of focused on what I wanted to do. And so I went to Central Michigan for journalism and political science, and did a whole bunch of internships, and then graduated and worked for newspapers across the country, one in Virginia in Nebraska and Florida and all over the country. Then decided to go to grad school at NYU. That was my first time being in New York City. Okay. And loved it and hated it at the same time. Because, right, you know, you either feel one way or the other about the city. But went there, and now I'm back in New York. And I got to say for sure that it's, compared to all the other states I've worked at, New York has been great to me. Went there for grad school, been working here in Rochester. Everybody's really opened up their arms to me since I've gotten here. So I love working in this state. It has its flaws, but, you know, every state does.
Yes, like all states.
States does. So, yeah, and went to grad school for journalism as well and graduated. And, yeah, just now I'm working in journalism up here.
Let me ask you something. If you can change it, well, before I ask that question, looking at mainstream media now, how do you think, in your opinion, how do you think they depict our community?
It is not as multifaceted as it really is. A lot of news organizations, locally and nationally, sort of depict our community, the black community, I assume that's what you're referring to.
Yes.
A lot of the times, black people are in the news because of crime stuff. And I understand that is an aspect of news journalism that we have to get to, because ultimately that person goes through the criminal justice system, which is funded by our taxpayer dollars, and you want to make sure you keep a trail of that. But people who are thought leaders in black journalism are starting to raise their hands and say, look, we're not just, you know, victims or suspects in crimes. We're doctors, we're lawyers, we're professors. We're chemists, right? And so when you look at the totality of black coverage in mainstream media, it is skewed towards the crime and not so much towards the amazing things that people of color have been doing for decades, you know? This isn't new things. It's just that we have the ability to sort of display them now with, you know, the rise of the internet and the rise of some of these other social channels that you could get ideas and get stories out there. So if we could do a better job of sort of making the black experience and the black story more holistic, mm-hmm. I think we'll come a long way. But okay. we just aren't there yet.
Okay. Now, if you had the power how would you go about diversity in our media?
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you asked me that, because one of the things I want to point to, a really, really intelligent guy that I look up to, and basically everyone in every black journalist in this country look up to, is a man by the name of Keith Woods. Keith is the vice president for diversity at National Public Radio.
Okay.
And he spent a lot of time as a reporter in New Orleans, and then he was on the faculty for Pointer for most of my career. I don't know how long he was at there, but I've always known him to be the Pointer guy, but he is a VP for NPR now. And he got recently hired there. And one of the reasons they hired him is because NPR wanted to be more diverse in their workforce. And he wrote this fantastic piece for them, I want to say like 1 or 2 months ago, where he basically said we have to be extremely, extremely bold and do some things that normally newsrooms won't do to hire people of color if we want to get people of color in newsrooms. So one thing I would say is go read all the things that Keith has written about that. But the other thing I would say is if you are a newsroom where your staff is mostly white in the reporting ranks and in the decision making sort of top editor ranks, you have to put a premium on not only getting people of color but getting them to stay there. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, particularly in smaller markets, sometimes you'll be able to get someone of color if they're fresh out of college and they'll stay a couple of years so that then they can move to Chicago or New Orleans or some of these bigger markets. But there has to be a concentrated effort on making sure someone of color is happy where they are so that they'll stay. Because if they continue to move around, this is almost like a shell game. And there'll be journalists of color out there, but they won't be somewhere for a long time, so you can't really count the numbers of black journalists or Asian journalists in a newsroom, because they keep hopping from this place or this place or this place or this place, or they're leaving the industry to go into academia or go into law or something like that. So basically, you have to groom the few journalists of color that you get to stay and make sure they're happy. And that has a domino effect in the sense that, you know, if I'm in a newsroom and I'm happy, I know 10, 15, 20, 30 other journalists. And I'm like, look, they are really treating me right here. You should bring your nephew, or you should bring that kid that you know that's a senior at UNC or whatever.
Right.
And then you sort of build a max capacity. And that's going to take years. I mean, it won't happen in a week.
But still.
But that's how you start. That's how you kick that snowball down the hill. Yeah.
Makes sense. If you're just not tuning in, you're listening to Christopher Brooks, the Vice President of Social Media at RABJ. We'll be getting back to some music. As a matter of fact, when we get back, I would like Chris to speak a little bit about RABJ and what they're doing. Again, if you're just not tuning in, you're listening to Our Voice Talk Radio on WAYO LP Rochester. Rochester, the lines are open, 585-203-WAYO. That's 203-9296.
Baby, drives me crazy. I feel like you weren't made just for me, babe.
If you're just not tuning in,
if you,
you're listening to Wayo LP Rochester. That's WAYOLP on 104.3 FM. If you're sitting at your desk, you can log in www.wayofm.org and you can click on that orange button on the right. Listen live every Tuesdays 10 to 11. You got it. If you're in your ride, you just tune in to 104.3. And that's FM. Let's go.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know. The same way, cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe.
I wanna give my love to you, girl.
You got the,
not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life.
I wanted to give a shout out to Miami, Little Haiti to be exact, Atlanta, Jonesboro, Stockbridge, Louisiana, Metairie, Alexandria, Virginia, all over. Rochester, let's rise. Let's make sure we go out and vote. Good morning again. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Our Voice Talk Radio on Wayo LP Rochester. This morning we have Christopher Brooks, Vice President of Social Media with RABJ, that's Rochester Association of Black Journalists. I wanted to talk a little bit about that, but it's something that I know a week ago someone announced that they're retiring from our mainstream media outlet, one of our mainstream media outlet, Janet Lomax. Chris, what do you think? Do you think that's going to leave a big hole right now in Rochester when it comes to a major face that looks like us in the media?
Well, the first thing, even before we get to that, you gotta just applaud the years of dedication and service to Janet.
Yes, yes.
First, and let's be perfectly clear, you'd never be able to replace a Janet Lomax.
True.
You just can't, because of the institution she's built here as a face, as a name, as a trusted person. But what you would hope for is that the station finds someone who's young, someone who is of color, someone who face looks trustworthy, to sort of try to build the same sort of legacy that Janet created over the decades. That's what you'd hope for. I mean, we have no way of knowing what the decision makers over there have in store for replacing her.
Right.
But, you know, you're right. She was someone who was at a mainstream station, She was a journalist of color, and she had great, great success. So, you know, if I'm the news director or the general manager over there, I'm thinking, okay, that worked. We can't continue going forward with Janet because she's gone, but that system worked. Yes. Let's find someone of the same race and the same gender and see if we can't duplicate that success. But ultimately, you can't replace Janet.
Right.
So good luck to them over there. Yeah.
Well, hopefully management is smart enough to keep the same system if they know that they have a good system going. So speak a little bit about RABJ.
Right. So, you know, at the top of the hour, we were talking about how important it is to have journalists of color in the newsroom. And one of the organizations, one of the national organizations that's leading that charge is a group called the National Association of Black Journalists. And they're based in D.C., and they're a nonprofit organization that is charged with trying to make sure people of color are depicted accurately in news media, and that people of color who are trained to be journalists are working in media and rising up the ranks. Now, one of the other important features of NABJ is that it has local chapters all over the country. A lot of them are in, like, sort of your larger cities, and, you know, Cleveland and, mm-hmm. and Pittsburgh and Miami, stuff like that. But we here also have a chapter of NABJ, and that's what RABJ is. It's the Rochester Association of Black Journalists, and it's sort of the local effort of NABJ. So we have a good 30 members, okay. and we have a seven-person governing board, a president and a couple vice presidents, of which I'm one. And we have the same charge as the national organization, but our focus is on this immediate Rochester area media market. So we want people of color to be depicted accurately in the news media here in town. And we want people who are of color to be working at stations and newspapers and magazines and in academia all over this area. So we advocate for that. We try to help professional journalists develop the skill set they need to be attractive to news organizations.
Okay.
And we also try to help students of color in colleges all over our area get their skills up so that once they graduate, they too can look attractive to stations here, and if they need to go to stations all over the country. But we meet once a month, and we try to come up with ways to help in one of those buckets, whether it's helping students or helping our professional members or just helping the community as a whole understand the nuances of what it's like working in the media or understanding how stories get done, anything like that, so we can educate the community more about journalism.
Yeah. Okay. If you're just not tuning in, again, you're listening to Our Voice Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Kenny Jean, and you're listening to Christopher Brooks. He's the Vice President of Social Media with RABJ, and RABJ is the local chapter of the chapter of NABJ. So again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Wayo LP Rochester, and we'll be right back.
Say maybe don't recognize what you got between your thighs. Come on. So I'm gonna set you right, and I'm starting here tonight. Well, shine like the moon and strong like the sea. More expensive than money, more valuable than anything. Juicy mango, summer peach. Make a lame man walk and a full man hungry. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you, there's power in them rolling hills. Come on. You're a prized possession. Not everybody's worthy.
Ladies, you hear that?
The reason I know, cause I headed down that road. And it'd be a shame for you not to have your own glow. Come on. Well, maybe don't recognize what you got between your eyes. Well, so I'm gonna set you correct so you can get what you should get. Yeah. Intuition, something sweet. Let you know what you know, let you find before you see. When
spirit of discernment, pray for every day. When
let you know who should go and who you should let stay. When and if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you. Prize possession, not everybody's worthy to feel. Only reason I know, cause I headed down that road. And it'd be a shame for you not to have your own.
That not everybody's worthy of your time.
I want to see you grow. I want to see you glow. Oh, I want to see you shine. I mean, all the time. Gotta let that light. Gotta let it shine.
WAYOLP Rochester. We have Christopher Brooks in the building, the Vice President of Social Media with RABJ, that's Rochester Association of Black Journalists. He is speaking on the importance of diversity in mainstream media. Something that we really do not have a lot of. Diversity right now is that word has become very popular right now. Inclusion, diversity. Again, we do not have enough of colored folks in mainstream media to represent us. We don't have enough colored people to say our story. So, you know, Christopher Brooks here is just saying the importance of having diversity in the media, in mainstream media. I know in August they had a joint convention. Would you like to speak on that a little bit, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, alongside the local chapters that NABJ has and coordinates with, one of the other major features of the organization is that they host an annual convention somewhere in the country where they bring journalists from all over the country to hold speaking sessions and workshops and panels and things like that that have different themes to them. So this year's convention was in August, right? And it was a unique one because it was a joint convention with the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, which an organization that has the same charge as NABJ, but it's just for Hispanic journalists. And it was in D.C., and the convention really focused on people of color, journalists of color, developing the technical skill set that journalists need going forward and developing a knowledge base that makes us sort of must-keeps in our newsroom. Because like you've been saying, we've had a shortage of people of color in newsrooms. A lot of newsrooms in recent months have been laying off, and we have anecdotal evidence that seems like a lot of those layoffs skew towards people of color. So the convention was really trying to make sure people who are still at their jobs have the most cutting edge knowledge and the most cutting edge skill set mm-hmm. to make them assets, make them not possible layoff targets. Okay. So it was a couple days, like 3 or 4 days, but it was fantastic, the workshops that they did there. So
okay, yeah. You know, it's funny with all these layoffs that they're having, that it is targeted, it seemed like, towards you know, colored folks. Let me ask you this, if you had it your way, Would you start your own media faction if you had it to do? Would you do that?
Of course. I mean, if money was no object, I'd love to start a news organization that is actually skewed more towards people of color, because I think when you have
explain that a little bit.
So most newsrooms today are skewed towards white people. And if you have newsrooms that are predominantly people of color, I think that sort of balances it out. And more and more, I feel like the American audience is realizing just how narrow-minded the newscasts come from a homogenous newsroom. And they are looking for news organizations that can speak with different voices, that have people of color in their newsroom, and they'll gravitate towards there. It's sort of this weird catch-22 that's happening right now in mainstream newsrooms, where revenue is down no matter what medium you're in, and they're saying, you know, people aren't reading and advertisers aren't paying for spots or for print ads or whatever, and they're losing readership, and a lot of the readership they're losing are the same color of people that they're laying off, which is sort of weird. It's like you, the readers and the viewers that you want aren't watching because there's no one that looks like them mm-hmm. on the screen, or there's no one that looks like them on the byline part of the paper. So I would do that for those purposes, because, you know, if you have an option to go to some place where the news staff looks exactly like your community, you're just going to trust that more. So I think our readership would grow if we had a faction that was even if it was just a news startup that started by itself, small and then grew, but it was heavily skewed toward people of color, not all people of color, right, but skewed toward it, just sort of make that balance.
Right.
I think we would have some traction there.
Okay, sounds good to me. Let me ask you this: printing.
Yeah.
Now, you know, everything is going digital. Speak a little bit about that, printing. Do you think printing is will become a dinosaur? Do you think it will become extinct?
Not in the immediate future, because all the baby boomers haven't died yet, right? And not only here locally, but papers all across the country are still afloat because they're still, excuse me.
You're excused.
People... there's still people 65 and up that want to hold the paper, right? And they want it delivered at their doorstep. That's how they've always had it. So you can't change that. But, you know, going forward, when they're gone and the majority of the American audience is digital natives, we probably won't do much print as we're doing now.
Right.
I can envision a typical newsroom where it's maybe digital only for 5-6 days a week, and then you print a Sunday paper, and that's sort of it.
So let me ask you this: the percentage of content. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Just because the Sunday paper has this sort of special homage to it, that's where you get your coupons, that's where you get, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know if you can get rid of the Sunday paper immediately. And also, from a journalist standpoint, the Sunday paper is like your, that's the mecca. That's where you want to do your best work, and that's where most newsrooms put their best foot forward in the Sunday newspaper. It's the heaviest newspaper, right, of the week. So I don't envision it going away completely, especially not in the immediate future.
Right.
But even long term, when most of the people are going to their tablets for news or getting it through their timelines, I think people still want to hold something. So
still have that tangible product in their hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, again, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Our Voice Talk Radio on Whale LP Rochester. And you're listening to Christopher Brooks, the Vice President of Social Media on RABJ. That's Rochester Association of Black Journalists. We'll be right back. We'll get back into some music.
Come on, y'all. No doubt, no doubt. Well done.
Oh, baby. Just like music.
Free.
Just like music.
Knowing it's not my turn.
Just like music.
80.
Ow! I go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like music.
Phone.
Just like music.
It's the music.
Just like music.
Music.
I got the music.
Music.
Turn on some
music.
I got the music. Just like music.
Nothing.
Just like music.
Yeah. Blameless. Universal language.
Just like music.
Tune. Yeah, word.
Just like music.
Music.
Oh,
music.
Baby, music. I got the music.
Music.
Turn on
oh,
music.
Music.
I got the music.
Just young people out there and everyone, please make sure you go out and vote.
Say what? Say to the... Say what?
Depends on our future. Just want to express the views that's being expressed on the show are just that. Do not reflect Wayo's mission or vision. Let's go.
Take the turn on some music. Come on. I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them.
Understands the life you live.
Must be nice.
Having someone who's slow to take and quick to give.
Must be nice.
Having someone who sticks around when the rough times get thick.
Someone whose smile is bright enough to make
projects feel like a mansion.
Having
someone who loves you despite your faults.
Must be nice.
Having someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk.
Must be nice.
Having someone who understands that a thug has feelings too.
Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go.
From a long day work.
Must be nice.
Having someone you don't have to show, they know exactly where it
hurts. Must be nice.
Having someone who trusts you despite what they've heard.
Someone as mighty as a lion,
but still as gentle as a blue.
Must be nice.
Having someone you don't have to tell, you don't want to be lost.
Must be nice.
Having someone you can grow old with until God calls you home.
Nice.
Having someone who understands that a thug has feelings too.
Someone who loves you for sure. You never let them go.
Cause some
good morning, Rochester. You're listening to Our Voice Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Kenny Jean, with Christopher Brooks in the building. We're getting ready to wind down, getting top of the hour. So, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Our Voice Talk Radio on Wayo LP Rochester. And again, we have Christopher Brooks in the building, Vice President, Social Media of RABJ. Just wanted to, before we end the show, Chris, I just wanted you to speak briefly, if you could just sum it up real quick, the true importance of journalism and doing that with integrity.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's really, really busy, and they have work, and they have kids, and they have, you know, their parents to take care of. But there's things that are affecting their lives that they don't have the answers to, that they don't have time to get the answers to. And the biggest charge for journalism, the importance of us doing our work, is to ask the questions and get the information that the readers don't have time to do. We were trained on how to ask the right questions and who to ask the questions of and where to get information to answer the things that are plaguing your everyday life. Our charge is to tell the stories that are impactful to the community. Our charge is to make sure that people who are in charge of the money that comes out of your paycheck is spent with integrity and spent economically. And just because of everything that everyone does throughout their regular course of the day, they can't keep track of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. Not only me, but everyone in this city and everybody in journalism all across the country. We're sort of the watchdogs. or making sure the people who you've entrusted with your money and your lives and your future are actually doing what they're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, our job is to call them out and make sure that gets fixed. At the end of the day, we are a huge, huge pillar in this government structure we call democracy. We make sure they stay honest. So that's really the importance of what journalism is. And, you know, it just can't be done with a homogenous newsroom. So you got to have people of color there as well. And that's what NABJ does. That's what RABJ does. I got to give a sort of shameless plug to RABJ, right? If you want to be a member of RABJ, make sure you go to www.rabjjournalist.org. That's rabjournalist.org. And come join us. I mean, this is a larger fight than Rochester, but you can make an impact locally here, and we'd love to have you.
Again, if you're just not tuning in, we do apologize because we're getting ready to sign off. That was Christopher Brooks, the Vice President of Social Media with RABJ, Rochester Association of Black Journalists. Up next, we have Up Close and Cultural. Tune in, because there's always some wonderful things that is being spoken on in the arts community. So again, thank you so much for listening. Always tune in every Tuesdays from 10 to 11. If you're in your car, it's 104.3 FM. If you're in front of a computer, you log on to www.wayofm.org. Again, Rochester, you have a beautiful one. God bless and be safe.
Knowing you didn't always show just how much you love.